You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In life, you win some, you lose some. And it's always tough to lose friends. And even more so, family members. But that is the case, though, in 2025. Because of politics. We have always seen people have relationships that falter due to having a difference of opinion with politics. But I don't think that we've ever seen it be the way that it is right now. And I think it's understandable, to be honest with you, because I don't think that we have had in our lifetime somebody that has been as divisive as Donald Trump. Jimmy Kimmel, his wife, Molly McNerney, she said on the We Can Do Hard Things podcast that navigating her relationships with her conservative family members, especially as Kimmel was being the target of Donald Trump's attacks, has, quote, definitely been challenging. She's opened up about her lost relationships with some family members over their support of President Donald Trump. She grew up in a very conservative Republican household. So when Trump was first elected in 2016, She didn't think it was as big of a deal at the time. She was disappointed that he won, but she felt she could understand it. Now, in his second term, she is less open-minded. She says, quote, "It hurts me so much because of the personal relationship I now have where my husband is out there fighting this man," McNerney said on the November the 6th episode about some family members' continued support of Trump. And I get this, man. I know that there is somebody on this show that deals with it a lot more deeply than I do, and that will be producer Christopher Tubbs with regards to his family. But I understand having to separate yourself from people based on political opinion and who you support. And I know that it's people, there are a lot of people that will say, well, you shouldn't let politics get in the way of your friendships. Those people are legitimately the most privileged people on earth that can literally say that because they are unaffected by the politics of the world. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that I can literally view administrations that are doing harm to people, that have altered our way of life, not in a positive way, but in a negative way. Between ICE to certain things that people have benefited from that they're trying to take away, like SNAP benefits, I cannot okay that and view people that I view as friends or people that I've had good relations with, and you support that, I can't look at you the same. Now, I know that some people be like, well, Lake, that's being a little bit harsh. I'm sorry. What's going on in the world today is some real serious, deep stuff. And for me to just kind of poo-poo it and say it's okay, it's not okay.
No, it isn't about politics anymore at this point. And it's just we are in a world where you can talk about politics, but to me, this is more about what these politics represent. And it's the moral values and being okay with, you know, with defunding the SNAP program, right? With defunding health care, with taking away these rights, with, you know, marginalizing the LGBTQ community, with overturning Roe v. Wade, you know, with, you're also talking about, you know, what we're seeing on a daily basis, just with the aggravation and the stress and the economy and the lies. And I have been at a point where, you know, I've had family members that have, you know, come out and they've told me that I have to make a choice. Well, I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, I'm going to make a choice for what is best for my daughter.
And they made a choice with you.
They did. And I am not going to sit here and let my mental health be affected by a relationship that some feel is worth salvaging. Because at the end of the day, to me, family is not blood, right? Friends, family are the people who support you. Family are the people who accept you. Family are the people who love you. I just have a really hard time trying to break bread with those. When I look at them, we don't value the same things. We don't value human life the same way. Like ICE going and the concept, I understand the law and order, right? But you can't say you're law and order when you're pardoning January 6ers and people that assaulted Capitol Police. You can't look at one thing and say, this is okay, but this isn't okay based on my political party. Like, there's got to be some consistency in our values. And I'm just at the point where my mental health, Henry, is better because I have cut that out of my life. And if it never comes back, it never comes back.
651-461-9226. For the record, I am saying that if I have to lose a friend or two or a relationship based on political aligning with just terrible things that are happening in our country, I'm fine with that. I have not lost family members over this presidency. Chris has. I haven't.
Yeah, a significant amount of my.
I haven't lost one family member.
And you're
none, I'm blessed in that way. In that my family members have not. They we're much aligned. Yeah. Well, I'll put it that way.
Well, Henry, I have been deemed the enemy because I'm in the media, and therefore the media. It is my fault. Like I cannot get out of being branded the villain and all of this. So at that point, what am I to do? Am I to sit here and say, hey, you know, it's been 8 years. You've known me for 40. And all of a sudden now I'm at the point where you're going to say, because somebody that you follow politically is saying that my job is the enemy of him. And therefore I'm the enemy because I speak out against that and I'm being judged for what I'm doing. Then that's fine. You know, I've told family members that I'm like, you know what, for how my daughter's been feeling about things, I've told them that I'm beyond frustrated and I'm upset at the fact that there are things happening and you are just blind to the fact of how this is affecting people that you say you love.
Yeah.
And then I've been, I mean, Henry, I'm told that I'm angry. I'm told that I need therapy. And I'm like, I'm the furthest thing from angry. Like, I'm very happy with my lot in life, but I just need to, I need to put myself in a position where if they want to make that decision for me, then that's, you know, that's great. But when I start getting branded the enemy, and then you're going to let this administration and someone brand me as something, then I'm done with it. I'm gonna go my way, you go yours. We're fine.
651-461-9226. If you'd like to weigh in, the text line, a couple people have already texted from the 612. Well done, Chris. I have no problem cutting the cord. And I don't either. Chris doesn't either. From the 612, politics is the polite civil discussion of differing views. I don't think that that's politics in 2025. It isn't.
It used to be, but I think, you know, nowadays when you're talking politics, you follow the lead of your party. And you, and let's just be honest, our president is always out there being spiteful and vindictive and angry and attacking. And that's,
yeah, I mean, you can't look at what, and maybe in a utopia, that's what you believe politics to be. That's not what Donald Trump represents.
No,
when
he's
putting out AI, and he's putting out like meme videos of literally crapping on the American people.
Yes,
like that is not part of being polite. That is not a part of civil discussion of differing views.
And that's just it. If we can have a civil discourse, that's the key. Move the conversation forward. But this is the way, like, if I'm supporting this person, this is how they approach things. So this is how I'm going to approach things. This is how I'm going to talk about it. Well, how about you don't talk about it like that, right? How about we actually do get to a point where we can be civil and can we go through one day without the name calling, without, you mm-hmm. know, the little, you know, nicknames, things like that? Because if you think that it's funny and you're saying, well, hi, you have to lighten up. If that was done the other way, I guarantee there would be so much wringing of the hands if it was the other way around. It's like so much hypocrisy out there, Henry. And I think that's what's frustrating to me.
Yeah.
If you're willing to accept one thing, then you got to be accepting to will, you know, you got to be willing to accept it all the way around.
And the other thing too is, and this is just, you know, I haven't had to say this in probably like 5 or 6 months, but I'll just go ahead and say it. If you think that this show was just a sports show, you're just wrong. You like, I think that you understand it's more than a sports show, but like to the texture from the 763, too much of your political take tonight. I'm not apologizing for anything that I'm saying. I'm not apologizing because you don't want to hear me talk politics on a show that is all-encompassing. We do pop mm-hmm. culture. We do sports. We do politics. We had Aaron Rupar. If you think that it's much too much political talk for you tonight, then tonight's not your night. But I'm not going to apologize for that. And to me, it's not even about the talking politics tonight. It's because you don't agree with my politics.
That's what it is. That's exactly
not,
what I was going to say.
It's not that I'm talking too much about politics. It is because you do not want to accept that what we're saying, it's striking a nerve.
100%. That's exactly what people don't chime in and say, hey, move on from this if they're agreeing with what you're saying. They don't like what you're saying. They don't agree with what you're saying. Okay.
And we tend to, when people do disagree, they will call from anonymous numbers. They will call from a number and give a fake name and all that stuff, whatever. If you want to stand on what you believe and why you believe that this administration is doing things the right way and all of that, that's fine. We can debate whether you're on the right side of history or the wrong side of history. But come on now. Let's not play the games here tonight. You guys get that.
Oh, yeah. We know. And the thing is, like, we know it. We see it. It's been happening. It's not like anything that is going to be texted or caught. None of it is going to be a surprise. It's all very transparent.
Yep. All right, 651-461-9226. We were looking at a crisis potentially tomorrow, but maybe that crisis has been averted. We'll explain that next year on The Lake Show.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I am clapping it up. A new deal for Minneapolis teachers and school district raises pay, lowers class sizes. So a deal was struck because they were ready to go on strike as of tomorrow. And you guys know I've got that bias. I definitely want, you know, teachers to make more money. And I also want a situation where, you know, young people are going to be in the classroom. And look, I've been in schools and worked in schools years ago where, let's be honest, the class sizes were way too large, okay? And that matters. And for people that have never worked as a teacher or worked in a school, whatever, that does matter. Because you want the teacher to fundamentally be able to give every single child enough attention that they need for them to progress. Because everybody's going to learn differently. Everybody's their own person. They're all individuals. You want to be able to give all, I repeat, all of the young people in your classroom the care in the attention and instruction that they need for them to succeed in life. So
yes,
to be able to rein in and shrink some of the class sizes, I think is a good thing. They have to be able to create a more manageable caseload with regards to those children that are in special education. And yes, let's increase the pay for teachers. And it says that according to the Minnesota Star Tribune, that this is going to include giving a 2% increase to teachers this year. That is a start. That is a start. They have averted a crisis, which would have been the second Minneapolis teacher strike in the last 3 years. Remember, they picketed for 3 weeks back in 2022. So mm-hmm. I say bravo. And this is a 2-year package expected to cost the district a total of about $35 million during the 2025-26 year and next year, 26-27.
I just don't understand why we say we value kids, we value education, the kids this, the kids that, blah, 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 blah. Oh, I'm sorry, educators, you have to take money out of your own pocket to buy your own supplies. Oh, I'm sorry, but we don't have the ability to fund your classroom. You have to do some of this on your own. Oh, I'm sorry that you have to have all of these drives to help give you the resources that you need. Are you freaking kidding me? Because you're telling me one thing and you're acting another. And I mean, I get emails from my daughter's teachers just, you know, whenever she has an assignment that's graded or whatever, like I get an email saying, hey, you know, so-and-so has graded such and such. So we can kind of keep an eye on it. I get these emails at the most random times on weekends. When, oh, by the way, people are supposed to be spending the time with their families. Oh, by the way, these individuals, they have preschool, pre-class things that they're doing. They have things after school, activities that they're, you know, they're coaching or, you know, one-act play or theater or, you know, yearbook or whatever. They've got so many things that they do. And how this is great. That's absolutely a start, because these kids, I mean, some of them need that more.
Investing in teachers and investing in this and increasing the pay.
How's that a bad
thing?
That's
investing in the kids.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of those things that's like, I don't care what it takes. If I have to give up a little bit of mine so somebody else can have something, great. Awesome. I'm all for it. But I look at these kids and I'm like, why would you not look at the kids and look at these children and be like, I want you to succeed. We want to give you everything. And these teachers, I mean, they are putting in the work. Teachers, educators are extremely underrated, underpaid, and dare I say, Henry, underappreciated. And it makes me mad because we see that all the time.
Yeah, I love that they were able to get a deal done, because you didn't want to see a situation leading into the holidays where you had kids that will be out of school, you know, leading up to Thanksgiving. And you don't want a situation. Number one, I think that we should always feel like our teachers feel like they are being valued, even though they might not be compensated mm-hmm. the way that they should. You want them to feel good about
the work. Give them a pat on the back.
You want them to feel good about the work that they're doing and feel like they're appreciated. We all should feel that way. And I feel like we've kind of stepped away from that a little bit, because remember in the pandemic when everybody was stuck with their kids, everybody was like, oh my gosh, I want to get away from my kid.
Yeah.
Teachers, I can't tell you how much I love you. We miss you. And then everybody was loving up on the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that we're back to reality, I think that some of us have kind of lost sight of that a little bit.
Yeah. One of the best things that I love to do, I've always loved it, is to volunteer at my daughter's school, whether it was in elementary or middle school, you know, now high school, whether it's, you know, helping out with their theater department or, you know, being a chaperone on one of their field trips. I love it just to see the energy of these kids. Like, you get around these educators and you're like, these are some special people.
Yep.
And I think the more that you can be present for them and be present for the kids, and just, like you said, Henry, to show them the appreciation, to say, hey, thank you, because you are the one that are really, you're influencing our children quite
a bit.
And they need to be, I think, respected a lot more than they are.
All right, so coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather, and the Supreme Court had something to say earlier today.
Not more politics. No, not more politics. I'm done. Henry,
we get to that next year on the Lake Show.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hey, real quickly, I did want to get to one text I wanted to read. From the 320, I don't believe SNAP benefits are rights. The government is forcing me to pay for other people. How is that fair? I'm one of the poor whites, by the way. I don't hate anyone. I just want to pay for myself and my family. And my response to that is pretty simple here, okay? Because I get the point that they're making. And I did respond back to the text. And I say, I understand your point, but I don't think it's rooted in the reality of American life. Like, because we all pay taxes, right? I don't have a problem helping my fellow Americans who need help. I don't. I didn't approve of giving $40 billion to Argentina, right? That's something that was done, and we didn't have any say in that. Me personally, Henry Lake, I am for putting Americans all over the country. Blue state, red state, don't matter, wherever you are, you're an American. I am all for putting you in a better place. If we become selfish, okay, we won't get ahead. And I am not about, see, I'm about we and not me. I think that fundamentally, if we try to sit here and say, well, I don't want my money going towards, I'm not paying for that, I just want to deal with me, that's the wrong way to look at it. Because I'm going to tell you this right now, we wouldn't be in this damn situation if billionaires paid their taxes. Elon Musk.
It's just going to get worse.
Elon Musk is about to become a trillionaire. A trillionaire. He doesn't pay taxes.
No.
People, how is that a thing? How is Jeff Bezos, how are you and I paying more taxes than Bezos and some of these people with regards to aspects of their companies?
It goes back to what Joey Reid was talking about.
It's unbelievable, man.
You know, I am also one of the poor whites. I am. But I am also willing to give a little bit of what I have if it helps other people have something too. I cannot in good conscience look at myself in the mirror knowing that I have the ability to sacrifice a little bit. If we all sacrifice a little bit to help others.
Yep.
Oh, well, they don't work. They're lazy. They're just playing. It's like, and just get your talking points out of it.
And just to be clear, I'm not saying zero. Okay. I'm not saying that Elon Musk is paying zero. That's not what I'm saying. But we're talking about when we're talking about like the how much you are worth and how much you make and relative to the amount of money that you amass, these people are not paying taxes in the way that we are. That's just a fact.
No, they're not. And ultimately, here's the thing. If you want your fellow citizens to be successful, if you want your fellow citizens to flourish, isn't that truly America first, where we are great? If we are great as individuals, then we are going to be great collectively. Like, we need to be great individually before we are great collectively, because right now we are not great individually. That is the problem we are at, because there are the haves and the have-nots, and it is just beyond frustrating to see those that want to claim, oh, I love America, we're America first, but we don't take care of Americans first. Okay, it's like, oh, well, I don't want my money going to Ukraine. I don't want my money going to Argentina, right? I want money to stay here. How is that? Like, if you're going to sit there and bitch about Ukraine, then I can sit here and say, well, I want my money to stay here. So why can we say one and not the other? I mean, we need to take care of ourselves by allowing them to have health care, by allowing them to have food benefits. Like, it's not that hard.
The Supreme Court earlier today, they rejected a call to overturn a decision legalizing same-sex marriage nationwide. And I fundamentally believe that denying a person a marriage license because they are gay is flat out, that's just being a bad human being. It's being a terrible human being. And remember now that this specific case was coming from that appeal from, remember the woman named Kim Davis? She was that Kentucky court clerk.
Oh, yeah.
She refused to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple after the high court's ruling back in 2015. She had been trying to get the court to overturn the lower court for her to pay $360,000 in damages and attorney's fees to a couple that was denied a marriage license. Okay. This is the best way that I can put it. You can try to go down the whole reference to the Bible bit, because people do it all the time, but it is on us as individuals to live our individual lives. And we can't judge folks. I mean, I guess you can, but I don't believe in judging folks for wanting to marry who they want to marry. If God, in your view, unequivocally forbids that, right? And because we like to reference the Bible all the time, then God will deal with said individual, right? Like, that's your business.
Mm-hmm.
That's your business. What's going on in your household, that's your two consenting adults, that's your business. And to me, it's just not super complex. Like, if I have an interpretation of the Bible and I think it's forbidden, then I'm going to deal with what's going on in my family and in my house. If I view somebody as doing something destructive to their life, I'm not trying to take ownership over that. I'm not trying to impede in their process. I'm not going to do it, man.
This just boils down to, again, the hypocrisy. It's like you can lean on the scripture all you want, but if you're just going to quote it for the sake of quoting it to, you know, have some, you know, you're going to play the morality police. And for someone that has been married four times to three different husbands, well, according to the Bible, the Bible only allows for divorce under adultery or abandonment. So if it's not those two, then haven't you gone against the teachings of Jesus Christ? Like, I just, the amount of, hey, listen, I'm going to take the moral high ground, but I'm not actually going to live the moral high ground. It is just absolutely insane.
It's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling, and it's the Dunning-Kruger effect in full effect. But it's always been this way. It's like you can sit here and you can claim to, you know, love everybody and all these teachings. What happened to the teachings that I grew up with in the church, right? Love thy neighbor as thyself, right? Accepting, loving, compassionate. All that goes completely out the window when you're using it to promote your own personal point of view, because Henry, there are times where people will use the Bible and then mm-hmm. those same people will not use the Bible. It's like, so are you going to use it or are you not going to use it? It's just the consistency. Be consistent in your values. That's all I'm asking.
All right. And this is a really quick one here. This one, let me get to one text before we get ready to take a break and get into our final segment. With regards to the taxes bit, from the 763, and for some reason I can't reply to it. I can just say it, but I can't type it. I don't know why. It says, but Musk gives hundreds of millions of dollars to such things as medical research. I think that counts as a good thing. I didn't hear you mention that. I would say to you, very simply, Texter, what the hell does that have to do with paying your taxes? Like, no, with all due respect, what the hell does that have to do with paying your taxes? I literally, for what, the eighth consecutive year, hosted an event with Joe Maurer raising funds for Highland Friendship Club this past Saturday. Because that's something that I should be doing. Should be raising money for them as a cause. Should be raising money for Masonic Children's Hospital. I should be raising money for Boulder Options. Because what do you, am I supposed to get a cookie? Is Elon Musk supposed to get a cookie? Stop it. Stop it. This is what I'm talking about with regards to being good humans. Because Elon Musk, the same guy that tried to buy votes? Is that the guy you want to give a cookie to? Stop it. Come on, man. Get your head together. Elon Musk is supposed to get a cookie? I don't need a cookie to do the right thing. I don't have to mention that all the time. The same way we don't have to mention it when Elon Musk should pay his fair share of taxes here in the United States of America. Final segment of the Lake Show coming up next. The state of the world in 2025 is just the texture. They replied back. They said making charitable monetary contributions reduces one's tax liability. This is legal. That's not the point.
We know
and,
that.
And I responded, I said, OMG, the point escapes you still. This is America in 2025. We defend the billionaires of the world. My gosh.
Tonight we've had a hard time.
My heart hurts more than my head right now.
We've had a hard time staying on topic. Because you text something in, and this has happened multiple times. We've had people text in and, you know, about a topic. And then you will respond, and there will be a response.
The pivot.
The pivot that won't have anything to do with it. And it's like, let's go back to what the topic was. Because if we're going to have a conversation about a topic, we can't just randomly decide we're going to switch to something else.
Well, if we're talking about people paying their fair share, and then the comeback is, well, they're making charitable... Like, you've missed the point, and now you're pivoting from your initial point that wasn't on target in the first place. Like, but this is what America's become. The poor defend the wealthy. The poor defend the wealthy. Like, to think that we are living check to check and we are going to defend the 1%. What is wrong with you?
Yeah. I'm
the 612. Way to confront the ridiculous love of greed and power. Thank you, Texter. Like, I don't, what are we doing?
I've never felt the desire to defend a billionaire that doesn't care about my existence whatsoever. Like, okay. So I donated $2 today to help pets at PetSmart when I bought our cat food. Yay, Tubbsy! Yay, Tubbsy! I gave $2 to help help homeless animals. Yay, me! Right? It's like, why are we okay with billionaires? And by the way, the big, beautiful bill, why are we okay with those?
We're just backwards in the world right now, man. We really are. We're backwards in the world right now.
If I had the choice of defending a billionaire who is getting more breaks on their finances than I could even imagine, or heaven forbid, stepping up and standing up and trying to help those that I can relate to, I'm going to help those that I can relate to.
From the 612, hi guys, you did a great job of articulating where we are with politics. I feel the same way. I'm a former Republican. But when Trump came on the scene, I could not vote for him. The way he treated people like Senator McCain, etc. He never served in the armed forces with his name calling of people. He acts like he is in seventh grade. He is a terrible human being. I can't believe he was elected to the presidency again, especially after January the 6th. It's mind-boggling. He does not do anything to bring people together to resolve the government shutdown. He does more to separate us than unite us. He does not have a moral compass. He should be in jail, but he is enriching himself via the position he has. That Dave from Bloomington. And I agree with Dave. I 100% agree with Dave. But just think about what we talked about here in the last segment alone. And the texture. I cannot believe that we are in a place where we are defending people that fundamentally are not across the board doing more for the people in this country that need it the most. We literally have a president that doesn't want to give SNAP benefits.
He's going to the Supreme Court to say we have to reverse these. How is reversing these benefits that are going to people after they've already been allocated to say, you know what? No, you people should not have this food. You should not have these benefits.
How can any American argue that for that?
I don't know.
Or champion that? Like, what is going on so wrong in your life that is where you're like, yeah, I'm good with this.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Dave from Bloomington, if you had a mic, my dude, we would absolutely mic drop that on, and that's because that's coming from a former Republican. That is someone who has conservative, and for the record, let me say this. I grew up in a conservative house. I do have some conservative values, but socially, I lean liberal because I am just compassionate about others.
Can we get back to talking about the Epstein files? Oops.
No. Those don't exist.
All righty. Can we find some more sports items to get to tomorrow?
No, more politics. More politics. Who wants politics? You get politics.
I know Trent Tucker's going to be on the show tomorrow night. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 6 right here on The Good Neighbor. News Talk, 830 WCCO.
America.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.